Aren't you glad to be in the house of God this morning? It just makes your week better. Well, today we're going to start a brand new series entitled Unload. How to stay happy and healthy when life gets heavy. I think we all can agree that life can be heavy. We all go through things that weigh on us. There's family drama. There's medical drama, financial drama, marriage drama, you name it, drama. Things that try to drag us down. And trying to carry that weight can wear us out mentally, can't it? Emotionally. It wears us out physically and spiritually. But the good news is God has made a way for all of us to unload the weight that life tries to strap on us. This morning, I want to talk to you about dumping the distractions. There are so many distractions in life. There's social media, there's cell phones and text messages, television, YouTube. You start out watching one video, before you know it, 3 hours have passed and you're watching cats chase laser pointers. I mean, it just goes by so fast, your time. All these things are competing for our attention. When we take our eyes off Jesus, that's when things get heavy. That's when things get off balance. Our perspective is off. Our focus is in the wrong place. But there are two things that will help us find freedom and restore our focus. Number one is praise, and number two is thanksgiving. When you're a believer, you're called to run this race called life, and you're called to finish it. You're to fight the good fight of faith. As a believer, it's critical that we stay focused in the fight of faith. You see, when you're in a fight, you've got to stay focused to win. You can't get distracted by the things around you, but you've got to keep your eye on the prize so you don't get knocked out. In life, there are so many distractions, like we talked about, that can take you off course. The word distraction is defined as anything that gets our attention off what it should be on. So ask yourself, what distractions do you have that's taking your attention off from what it should be on? Nikita Khrushchev was once the head of the former Soviet Union. He used to tell the story of a time in the nation when there was a wave of petty theft. To stop it, the authorities posted guards around all the factories. At one of the lumber factories in Leningrad, they had a guard posted that knew the workers really well. The first night out came a worker with a wheelbarrow carrying a great big, bulky, suspicious-looking sack. "All right, Petrovich," said the guard. "What have you got there?" "Oh, just sawdust and shavings," he replied. "Come on." The guard said, "I wasn't born yesterday. Tip it out." The worker did so, and out came nothing but sawdust and shavings, just like he said. So he was allowed to put it back in the sack and go home. When the same thing happened every night of the week, the guard became frustrated. Finally, his curiosity overcame his frustration. "Petrovich," he said, "I know you. Tell me what you're smuggling out of here, and I'll let you go." "Wheelbarrows, my friend," said Petrovich. You see, the guard was so focused on the distraction, which was the bag of sawdust, that he missed out on the obvious, the wheelbarrow. How many times have we missed out on the things of God because of a distraction? God wants to speak to you. He wants to give you direction. He wants to bless you and take care of you. But you've got to get rid of the distractions, those things that get your attention off what it should be on Jesus. Our lives are so busy and fast-paced. If you run into anybody in a store or something, you say, "Hi, how are you?" And they're like, "Good, but we're so busy. We got sports, we got school, our job, all of these things that are going on." Our lives are filled with the urgent, and we have no time for the eternal. We've done a million little things in our day and left undone the big things. We have filled our days with things that ultimately don't matter, and we left undone the big things that do matter. Getting in the Word of God, taking time to pray and have praise and thanksgiving. You see, we need to give the Lord our full attention. He wants to lead you. He wants to guide you and direct your life. If we are less distracted, we would hear His voice much more. Praise and thanksgiving helps you to stay focused on Jesus. Your praise is powerful. If you get a hold of this message today, I believe it'll change the way you live day to day. I want to look at some scriptures, though, that answer some questions like, how are we to praise and when are we to praise? I don't know about you, but I want to unload that heaviness that life can be giving of sometimes. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. It says, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. You see, when God sent His only Son, Jesus, to this very earth to die on the cross, Jesus opened the way to heaven for us. He removed the barrier between God and man so we can enter into His very presence. That's why in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, what we just read says, by Him, which means by Jesus, we can go directly to God. We can go right into His presence. Hallelujah. That scripture also says, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. The word offer means it is a willing deal. No one is going to make you praise the Lord. Praise that's forced upon you is not really praise. It needs to come from your heart. Offer means that it is an act of the free will. You need to offer up a sacrifice of praise. In other words, a willing praise to the Lord. Psalms 34, verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You're to praise Him continually all the time, not just when you feel like it, but all the time, no matter what. And in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, it says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, these three scriptures that we just read together say that we are to offer praise and thanksgiving to the Lord constantly, at all times and always. The fruit of our lips is to be offered up to the Lord as a continual sacrifice. If you go back and you read through the Old Testament, you see that offerings were given to the Lord on a regular basis. When people sinned, they had to offer a sacrifice. So you can just imagine them going continually to offer the innocent blood of animals to cover for their sin. But aren't you glad that we're not living under that Old Testament? I know I am in the law, but we are living in the New Testament and in the New Covenant. The Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, shed His precious blood. He paid once, and it was done for all of our sins. We don't have to sacrifice animals anymore. That's good news. But as a believer, we're still in the offering business. We're still bringing sacrifices to our King, but this time it's not dead animals. It is a living praise that we are to continually bring to God with the fruit of our lips. We need to have an attitude of gratitude, praising God and thanking Him on a continual basis. You know, the evidence of a transformed life is that praise and thanksgiving come out of our lips. When Jesus comes into your life, He changes what's in your heart. You go from being bound to being set free. You go from being a sinner to a saint. You go from being a mess to a masterpiece in a moment, all because of Jesus. You go from cursing to praising. Aren't you thankful when Jesus came into your life, He changed you? The Spirit of God within can give you revelation knowledge of God's Word that will fill your life with praise regardless of the circumstances you may face. No matter where you are at in your life, you're to praise him. He's worthy. Maybe you're being distracted by something going on in your life. There might be a mountain in your way right now that seems impossible to move. That might be true in the natural. And if you try to do it on your own, by your own strength, but thank God you don't have to do it on your own. Cast your cares upon him. Go ahead and unload. He's able, he's willing, and nothing is too hard for him. Nothing is too difficult for him. Sometimes we limit God with our thinking. We think, oh, God, this is too big for God, or he's too busy for little old me and my problems. That's absolutely wrong. Your God can do absolutely anything you ask of him. Nothing is impossible for the mighty, matchless, our very own King Jesus. Do you believe it? You've got to realize you have more to praise God for than you do to complain about. I got to let that marinate for a moment. I got to say that again. You've got more to praise God for than you do to complain about. You may be thinking to yourself right now, if you only knew all my problems, you wouldn't be talking like that. It's okay for me to sit here without a praise. You don't know me. You don't know what I live every day. My life is a wreck. God hasn't moved in my situation when I thought he should and how he thought he should. But can I tell you, no matter what you're going through, it's not going to last. I have read the end of the book, and we win. You are saved. You are blood bought. You are precious in the sight of the Lord. Your name's written in the Lamb's book of life. You're headed for heaven. You can always find a reason to rejoice. Praise and thanksgiving will help you get your focus back to where it belongs, and that's on Jesus. The way out of a terrible situation isn't by rehearsing those bad things that have happened. Or the bad things that are against you, the way out of defeat, the way out of pressure, the way out of sickness and disease and problems in your marriage or in other relationships or finances, whatever it may be, is to get your eyes back on Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. It doesn't say to look to the people around you, the things that are around you, which are distractions, but it says, look to Jesus. Begin to praise and magnify God. It'll cause you not to be distracted, but it will cause you to stay focused on Jesus. He's the only one that's going to see you through to the very end. It's time to unload. We are called to be a thankful people, to have an attitude of thanksgiving in our heart at all times, not occasionally thanking God for something, but I'm talking about being thankful as a lifestyle. Our praise life is not limited to the time that we have here together on Sundays at 9 and 11 and on Wednesdays at 6:30. No, we don't just pray only when we come to church, right? Right? We don't just read our Bible only when we come to church, right? We don't just give only when we come to church. We should look for ways to give all week. We're blessed to be a blessing. In the same way, we don't just worship and praise when we're here. We do it all week long. You can praise him in the house. You can praise him in your car. You can praise him in the shower. You can find a place to praise. Praise from a pure heart is the greatest offering you could ever give God. You don't have to wait for a specific time or a specific place or day. Praise is the offering that I can bless God with every single day of my life. If you will do this, it'll change your attitude, your outlook on life. It'll change the very atmosphere of your home. It'll keep you focused and not let distractions take you out and down for the count. No matter what's going on around you, the fact always remains the same. Jesus Christ has already paid for your sins in full. Hallelujah. You have his promises to stand on. He is seated on the throne. He is in your corner, and that will never, ever change. You see, God is looking for true worshipers. It says in John chapter 4, verse 24, that God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. True worshipers don't need the right song. They don't need the right place to worship. They don't need the right attitude. They don't need the right volume. And they surely don't need the right circumstances. It doesn't matter whether they're going through the best of times in their life or they're going through hell. It doesn't matter because they carry the song of the redeemed. Do I have any redeemed in the house this morning? They carry the song of the saved and set free. They know everything good comes from the Lord and that he does not harm them or do evil to them. When you're a true worshiper, there's nothing that can distract you or get you off course because you're focused. You've got the eye of the tiger. You know that you know that you know that Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the only person. Jesus is the only answer to your situation. And when you're in a fight, you've got to keep focused and not be distracted. Praise and thanksgiving is what helps you get your eyes back on Jesus. Amen. To live with an attitude of thanksgiving, it'll change your life. It'll change depressed days into joyful ones. It'll change a pessimistic attitude into optimism. It'll turn confusion into peace. It'll break through the works of the darkness, causing God's light to abound. A thankful heart sets the stage for the manifested presence and power of God, which is more than enough to meet your need. It's time to unload. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57 says, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." You ought to thank God for the victory in every situation you're facing. You may be saying, "I don't feel like thanking God for victory." Thank him anyways. There's a lot of things I don't feel like doing during the week, and I think y'all can agree, but you have to do it anyways. Your victory isn't based upon your feelings. It's based on what Jesus has already done. He's already won the victory. The enemy is defeated. He's alive and well. Hallelujah. As you develop this attitude of praise and thanksgiving as a lifestyle, revelation knowledge from God will flow into your life, bringing solutions to the challenges you're facing. You were created to praise him. You are commanded to praise him. You are to put on the garment of praise. In Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3, it says, "Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness." If you're tired of feeling discouraged, you're tired of feeling weighed down by life, right there's your answer. Put on the garment of praise. Unload your heaviness and replace it with praise. Begin to praise and thank God for who he is. Thank God for whatever it is that you need. Begin to thank him that your bills are paid. Thank him that your needs are met. Thank you that you got peace of mind. Thank him for protection. Thank him that his joy is yours. Thank him for eternal word, which never ever returns void, but accomplishes exactly what it says. Thank him that all things are working together for good. Thank God for who he is in your life. You see, you can go through life worrying about your things that you're facing, or you can praise. You can be concerned, or you can give thanks. There is something to worry about every minute of your life if you don't walk in faith. But if you walk in faith and move out of fear, there is something to praise God for all the time. Thanksgiving and praise can become a lifestyle for you. It's your choice. Praise releases the power of God and destroys the work of the enemy. God meets those who rejoice and praise him. He's drawn to it. The Father seeks those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. He is looking for praise and worshipers. I absolutely love the story of Paul and Silas found in the book of Acts. Here you have Paul and Silas who are thrown in jail and beaten totally illegally. And there they are sitting in jail, beaten, had a pretty rough day. And at midnight, the Bible tells us, the darkest hour, the pain was severe. They had been beaten. They were locked in chains. But Paul and Silas began to sing praises to their God. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake. There's power in your praise. The foundations of the prison were shaken. That's a pretty big earthquake. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loose. There's power in your praise. You see, it doesn't matter whether you can sing like a bird or not. That's not an excuse. Your praise is beautiful to God. No matter who you are or what you sound like, He inhabits your praise. Paul and Silas begin to praise God. They didn't get distracted by their circumstances. They didn't get distracted by the people around them or the pain they were in. They stayed focused. They didn't sit there and complain and say, "Man, can you believe this? Why are we in here? Are you kidding me? We didn't do anything wrong. This isn't right. This isn't fair." They didn't get distracted by the natural, but they did what they were supposed to do, what they knew to do. They stayed focused by praising God because they knew that they knew He was the answer. They knew He was faithful and true. They knew He would see them through. That's what we need to be like. We got to know that God is able, that He's willing, that He can do anything. And the way you do that is to get in the Word of God. Find out who He is. Start thanking Him for who He is. He's able. And as a result of their praise, that earthquake that shook that prison and the doors flew open and their chains, everything, they were set free. It wasn't just Paul and Silas that were set free, but it was every single person around them. They were all set free. Your praise is powerful. It'll change you and it'll change the people around you. When the devil has you locked up, when he has you locked down or beaten, and it looks like there's no way out, there's nothing more powerful than to start praising God. Don't let distractions take you out for the fight. Stay focused on Jesus. He's the way maker. You've got a choice to make when you're in a fight. Are you going to worry? Are you going to let the things of this world distract you? Worry does absolutely nothing but waste time. It doesn't help you in any way or shape or form. It distracts you. All it does is keep you up all night, keep you stressed all day. It keeps your attention away from the only one that can help you. Think about this. Wonder if all the time that we normally spend worrying, all the time we spend fretting and talking about the issue to anybody and everybody, and we change it over to praise and thanksgiving and thanking God for moving in our circumstances, and we get into the Word and we get some scriptures that apply to our situation and we begin speaking them over it, what will happen? I'll tell you what will happen. The peace of God will come upon you like a flood, and you won't waver no matter what comes your way. You'll stand strong because you and Jesus are in covenant relationship, and He will see you through. You as a believer maintain a thankful heart by rehearsing the covenant promises that you've been given as a child of God. And you do that by getting into His Word. There is no person, there is no job, no book, or no thing that can totally heal you, satisfy you, fulfill you, complete you, change you, and transform you like Jesus will. Jesus plus nothing equals everything you need. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, it says, "I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus." We have to stay focused. Don't get distracted by what's behind you, beside you, or around you. This one's really important. Don't let your past distract you from the fight. You're a born-again believer. Your past has been wiped clean, thank the Lord. Your past is gone. Don't let what people are saying distract you from the fight. You never see a boxer in a ring looking behind him. You never see a boxer looking all around, but you see him focused on his opponent, focused on what he needs to get done. He is focused on the prize. Nothing distracts him. We need to be the same way, focused. We need to be focused on the prize, nothing else. We're in the ring with the King. He's in our corner. Praise and thanksgiving is what brings our focus back on Jesus. When you're going through tough, really tough circumstances, life isn't going so good for you. Things have happened that aren't fair. You may feel like you cannot bear it another minute. You've had enough. Right then, you've got a choice to make. You can surrender to the enemy. You can say, I give up. Forsake your faith. Get angry with God. After all, if he's so good, why is he letting this happen? Or why did God do this to me? Why did he let this person die? Why did God give this person cancer? You're just plain angry with God. But can I tell you, he didn't do those things. You're angry at the wrong person. I want to make it clear to you. God is a good God. He doesn't do harm to his children. You, as a blood-bought believer, are his children. Just think about it. If you, as a parent, want to do good to your kids, how much more does your heavenly Father want to do good to you? You're his child. He doesn't want to harm you. He came so that you could have life. It is the enemy that kills, steals, and destroys. Don't let those thoughts distract you and get you out of focus. Don't get angry with God. Don't give up. Make a choice. I'm going to give God my praise no matter what. I'm staying focused. Never give up. Faith keeps standing on the word no matter what you see in the natural. Having done all, stand. When life stinks and you can open up your mouth and say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's in within me, bless the Lord. I worship you, Lord. I love you. I need you. Thank you. That's being focused in a fight. Anybody can get praise when times are good. We have no problem singing, oh, you're good all the time, when everything's going good at the moment. But it's in those times when times are rough, when everything has hit the fan and it seems like everything is falling apart in your life and around you. It's in those times that separate the victims from the victors, the quitters from the finishers, people that are distracted from the people who are focused. If you can stand there with your hands lifted high, singing praises to your King, thanking him when all hell is breaking loose in your life, knowing that he is all you need, knowing he's going to answer your prayer, you are going to have peace that passes all understanding. You are focused. You are the victor right now. You are a true worshiper. Stay focused on him. I'm talking about a relationship with God and yourself, just you and him. It needs to be a lifestyle, a way of living. It doesn't matter what kind of problems you're having. God knows exactly what to do. You may not know what to do, but Jesus does. He knows all about your case. He made you. He knows how many hairs are on your head. He loves you and he wants to bless you. All you need to do is worship him for who he is and praise him for what he's done. He's already won the victory. Jesus, you're always fighting for us. My delight is found in knowing that you wear the victor's crown. You're my help and my defender. You're my savior and my friend. Stay focused. At the mention of your greatness, in your name I will bow down. In your presence fear is silent, for you wear the victor's crown. Let your glory fill this temple. Let your power overflow. Jesus, you have overcome the world. You need to stay focused. You are ever interceding at the lost become the found. You can never be defeated, hallelujah, for you wear the victor's crown. You are Jesus the Messiah. You're the hope of all the world. Stay focused. Every high thing must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown. At the cross, the work was finished. You were buried in the ground, but the grave could not contain you, for you wear the victor's crown. Stay focused. Don't get distracted and miss out. He can never, never, never be defeated. He's already won the victory. We are victors through Christ Jesus. We're seated in heavenly places. We are His children. Make a decision today that you're going to stay in the fight no matter what, because you've got your eyes fixed on Jesus. You're focused on Him. Nothing can distract you because you're anchored to Jesus. You're thanking Him and praising Him every day of your life, no matter what comes your way, because He's the only one that can see you through anyway, so you might as well start praising Him now. It doesn't matter if He never does another thing for you. He's still worthy of your praise every single day. He shed His precious blood for you. He died for you so you could be set free. He ripped you out of the clutches of the enemy and set your feet on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. But what I love about Jesus, He just doesn't stop there. He continues to lead you. He guides you. He protects you. He provides for you. He blesses you. Favor follows you, all because of Jesus. That's how much He loves you. That's how much He cares for you. He is awesome. He's a mighty God. There's no better way than to live for Jesus. The more you think about Him, the more you spend time with Him, and you spend time in His word and prayer, you can't help but to praise Him. You can't help but to thank Him. It's time to dump the distractions and get focused on Jesus. Right. Amen? Right. Stand with me.
Hallelujah. Man, God is good. You know, Pastor Marcia was talking about relationships. She talked about our relationship with Jesus Christ. And relationships, they grow the more time you put into them. They grow stronger the more that you invest into them. And our relationship with God is like that. It's not just a one-time decision. We just make a decision one day and then that's it. Now, God is looking for a life. God says, let's do life together. Let's do every situation together. Let's walk together through whatever circumstances life throws at us. Let's walk together and celebrate together during the good times. Let's walk together. And God says, lean on me during the hard times. And that relationship begins with a decision. That relationship begins with a choice, but that choice isn't whether or not God will accept you. That choice has already been made. God says, I do accept you. God says, I choose you. God says, I love you today, right now, the way that you are in your non-perfect state. I love you right now in that condition. That's amazing grace, church. And with all heads bowed, and all eyes closed, if that's you and you say, man, I've never made that decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of my life. You know, some people, they put it off. They say, I'll wait until I get my act together, then I'll come to Jesus. Well, Jesus says, don't do that. Come to me now. I want you now. I want you in your condition now. And I'll help you through those things. Maybe you made a decision a long time ago for Jesus and you know, life happened and you walked away from it. Well, come back. Come back home. Walking away isn't a permanent decision. Come back and do life together. And if that's you and either of those circumstances speak to you, on the count of three, I'm just going to ask you to slip up your hand. Not because I'm going to point you out to anybody. I just want to know who we're praying with today. And on the count of three, if that's you, just slip up your hand. One, two, three. I see you there. I see you, one, two, three, there in the back. I see you, ma'am. I see you, sir.